The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. Welcome and thank you for joining me. Welcome, of course, to our WRFD people. 880 AM and 104.5 FM in Columbus, Ohio. And a welcome to our friends in Tampa, Florida on WTBN Faith Talk, 570 and 910 AM. Bill Bunkley is taking a few days off, and I have the privilege of guest hosting. We simulcast, as we do occasionally, in Columbus, Ohio and Tampa, Florida. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by our friends in Washington, D.C. on WAVA 105.1 FM. So, those of you in Tampa, those of you in Ohio, if you have friends in Washington, D.C., you might let them know to tune in to 105.1 FM WAVA at the top of the hour. So wherever you may be listening, and of course many are listening online, welcome. It is a privilege and a delight to welcome you to the program today. Well, even though we're on in Tampa as well, I've got some Ohio news that should make those of you in Tampa happy as well. Ohio's oldest abortion clinic, called the Founders Abortion Clinic, is closed. They opened way back in 1973. They've been in business for 47 years, killing thousands and thousands of innocent unborn children, and the Founders Abortion Clinic is closed. Now, it's a long history. They lost their license originally back in November of 2018. After one of the physicians broke prescription drug laws. In fact, this clinic has had a long, long history of run-ins with the law, substandard facilities, health department violations, and on and on and on and on. But finally, they're gone. They are out of business. And then... And then here's a kind of a goofy Ohio story. And again, those of you in Florida, I don't think you will mind this. Here's the headline. Ohio town will accept statues of historical figures taken down around the U.S. This is the story of Newton Falls, Ohio. It's up in northeast Ohio, about 60 miles east of Cleveland. And city manager David Lynch signed a proclamation over the 4th of July weekend declaring Newton Falls, Ohio, a statuary sanctuary city. I love this. City Manager David Lentz signed a proclamation declaring a general amnesty specifically for the statues of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Ulysses S. Grant, Patrick Henry, Francis Scott Key, Theodore Roosevelt, and Christopher Columbus. Now, those of you in Florida, you may not know the wackiness that has been, you know, being taken place here in Columbus. We are Columbus, Ohio, and our great liberal leftist far left mayor declared we're taking down the statue of Christopher Columbus. Yeah, so the city of Columbus last week took down the statue of its namesake. By the way, it was given to the city of Columbus back in 1955 as a friendship gesture from Genoa, Italy. And the people of Genoa, Italy are not happy, and neither are many of the residents of Columbus. And of course, the mayor said this will make us a more inclusive community. Isn't it amazing that whenever the liberal left talks about inclusion, they're excluding someone or something? Have you noticed that? Whenever they talk about being inclusive, they're excluding a certain religious group, a certain ideological group, a certain political group. In order to be inclusive, the liberal left always excludes. It's just kind of weird, strange, bizarre. And then we have this out of Virginia. Wasn't this the weirdest 4th of July weekend of your life? I mean, seriously, wasn't it the weirdest, strangest 4th of July weekend of your life? Well, this makes it even more strange. Richmond, Virginia. A construction site where they are building a new office building for state lawmakers in Virginia. Yeah, for state lawmakers, construction site. And as often the case, the construction company had put up a large American flag. You see that all the time when they top out a building. You know, if it's a high-rise building, they top out a building. It's traditional to put an American flag on the top. And I've seen many construction sites with an American flag just to commemorate, you know, the construction in America and so on and so forth. Well, the Virginia State Department of General Services ordered the flag to be taken down. Say what? Yeah. They ordered the flag to be taken down because it was, and I quote, a potential target for people protesting racial injustice and police brutality. An American flag at a construction site for a new office building for state lawmakers, and the state government ordered it to be taken down. A representative from the Department of General Services, Dina Potter, in Virginia said, and I quote, over the past month, we've seen buildings and structures around Capitol Square vandalized and flags, dumpsters, a bus, and other items set ablaze during demonstrations around the city. So instead of dealing with the protesters, the looters, instead of dealing with them, they made the construction company take down the flag. The Washington Post reports that the decision angered a subcontractor whose fireproofing company used tarps to actually make the flag, which was approximately one story tall. The owner of that company, who again made the flag, said, quote, Since when is this flag on this weekend in this country a target? What's going on today, and particularly the far liberal left government of Virginia. Can you imagine 4th of July weekend? The state government of Virginia orders an American flag to be taken down because it could hurt some people's feelings. Yeah. Elections have consequences, folks. And the people of Virginia, they got themselves into this mess. All right, we need to take a quick break, and we'll return. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You know, through the years, welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Through the years, I've been called many names and made fun of. I mean, all the way back to junior high and high school, I wasn't a goody-two-shoe by any means, but I was a Christian, and I wasn't ashamed of it. Often took a Bible to school, was involved in Bible studies and groups in high school. And because of that, you know, I was called names, a weirdo, and a nerd, and who knows what else. And Christians who live for Jesus are kind of accustomed to that. We're out of touch. We're a bunch of old-fashioned Neanderthals. Some places you're called a redneck. Yeah, you're called all kinds of names if you are. If you're really a follower of Jesus. But isn't it fascinating that the lifestyle that is advocated by most Bible-believing Christians is proven by doctors, by psychologists, by psychiatrists? The things that are advocated in Scripture are all good stuff. I remember when I was younger, you know, kids would say, look at all the things you're missing. Because I didn't go to all the parties that everybody else went to, and I wasn't running around drinking, and look what you're missing. Look what I was missing. The reason I went off on that little tantrum is an interesting story from Newsmax. Headline, study, volunteering can increase longevity. Here's the story. If you're older, I would have no idea about that. If you're older, you want to prolong your life. Pardon me. If you're older and you want to prolong your life and you're older and can't read. If you're older and you want to prolong your life, try volunteering. Quote, humans are social creatures by nature. Perhaps that is why our minds and bodies are rewarded when we give to others, said lead investigator Eric Kim. He is from the Department of Social and Behavioral Sciences and the Center for Health and Happiness at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health in Boston. Yeah. Can I read that to you again? Now, they spent a boatload of money on this research. All kinds of people were involved. They surveyed thousands and thousands of people. They wrote pages and pages of analysis, and they came to the conclusion, quote, Our minds and our bodies are rewarded when we give to others. Aren't you glad they discovered that? I remember reading in the Bible somewhere, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I read somewhere else where we are to esteem others better than ourselves. The New Testament especially is filled with admonitions. Put other people first. Be involved in service. Treat other people like you would want them to treat you. I don't think they needed a Harvard School of Public Health in Boston spending thousands and thousands of dollars, hours and hours of research. All they had to do was read their Bible. For the study, the team looked at nearly 13,000 people older than 50 who took part in the U.S. Health and Retirement Study and were tracked for 4 years. Compared to those who didn't volunteer, those who volunteered at least 100 hours a year, about 2 hours a week, had a substantially reduced risk of death and of developing physical limitations during the study period, and higher levels of physical activity and improved sense of well-being. The study was published online in the June 11th edition of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. Quote, our results show that volunteerism among older adults doesn't just strengthen communities, but enriches our own lives by strengthening our bonds to others, helping us feel a sense of purpose and well-being, and protecting us from feelings of loneliness, depression, and hopelessness, the doctors said in a journal news release. Yeah, that's all stuff that Jesus taught and Paul taught and the New Testament affirms. I don't know about you, but I find it fascinating. The millions and millions and millions of dollars spent on research that simply substantiate what the Bible has been saying for at least 2,000 years. And yet, to many of these research scientists, if you would say, you know what, all of that is advocated in the Bible, they'd look at you and say, what are you, some kind of religious fanatic? Are you some kind of nutcase? Bible? Oh, no. We need scientific research. Yeah. Fascinating. All right, we got to take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.